Good morning, good morning, leaders of faith listeners. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and welcome to your early morning cup of bread. Now, we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but this segment is meant to inspire, encourage, motivate, and wake you up to what Christ is calling you to do. Welcome. Hey, how's everybody doing on this morning? I don't know who I am inspiring as I talk, but I encourage you to never give up, never give in, never give out. Now, the turmoil may be going on around you or within you, but you must stand strong and lean further and further into God. Now, man, child, woman of the Most High God, keep pressing forward. I know you can't do it on your own. That's why you must open the good book, the Bible, and say what God says for the situations that you are going through. Psalm 55:22 says, "Cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken." Whatever you're going through, throw all your cares back onto God, back onto the Lord, because he cares about the situations that you're going through. So let him know about it. Talk to him daily. He sees all, and he wants you to cast your cares on him. 1 Peter 5:7 says, "Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you." Once again, God does care for you. He doesn't want you to be anxious and walking around this world just in fear. So tell God through prayer all the situations that you are going through, and he will make it better. Talk to him. Don't wait. Now, I'll let you know that you have nothing to fear. Isaiah 26:3 says, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." So God will keep you in perfect peace as long as you keep your mind stayed on him. In Psalm 118:14-16 says, "The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. Shouts of joy and victory resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty things." Amen. So keep pressing forward. As I bring this message to a close, know that you are more than a conqueror and that God is your refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. That's Psalms 46:1. So lean on the word and keep on pressing forward. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope this helps you. I hope this blesses you. I hope you have a great and blessed day. Be blessed. Hey, if you desire to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins and save me from eternal separation from God. By faith, I accept your work and death on the cross as sufficient payment for my sins. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole again. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you and to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. Through faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you also for hearing my prayers and loving me unconditionally. Please give me the strength, wisdom, and determination to walk in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you just said that prayer with me, congratulations on being born again and welcome into the kingdom of God. If you don't have a church home, be sure to get into a Bible-believing church. Once again, congratulations for being born again. Continue to read his word, get guidance, and be blessed. Hey, get inspired, motivated, and empowered through the Word of God. Tune into the Leaders of Faith show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Pastor Michael Bailey. Go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and download the Leaders of Faith show. Thanks for listening. Hey, if you need any type of special prayer, be sure to contact us by email, prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org.